Sonic Erotica.
Welcome to another session of Hyperballad Tales. I'm going to be sharing something really, really special in this space today. It took me quite a while to organise this experience into suitable words to bring here. This is the absolute pinnacle of what I have accomplished sexually. It absolutely and completely blew me away. I'd been trying to ejaculate for almost 2 years. I'd bought lubes and special toys of different shapes, sizes, and materials. I read about it extensively and watched every tutorial available to me. Although on this night, I was not really thinking about it and was just simply lost in total pleasure. It was amazing. Just totally freaking amazing. This is Gush. I finally fucking did it. In the almost daylight early hours of Sunday morning, having not slept and winding down from party time, me and the boy crawled into bed for some lovin'. This had been drawn out over an afternoon and evening of trashiness at a friend's birthday party. At one stage, he and I snuck out to the car and had a mutual feel-up and love-in session. So many wonderful chats, a few confessions, and a whole lot of mutual love going on. Telling each other why we love each other, the things that we each do that turn us on so much, how we are so dementedly happy, it's obscene. You get the idea. We had both been wanting each other so badly for so long, by the time I was laid back on the pillows, having shed my clothing, his hands were on my pussy and I was dripping wet. He kissed me on my mouth, on my breasts, my tummy and my thighs. I don't know if I've ever felt this amount of love for another human being in all of my life. Our arousal, our love, and our bodies connected took me to a place I can only describe as higher sex. He ate my pussy for such a long time. I moaned and thrashed and just totally lost myself in pleasure and sensation. I asked for him to put his hands inside me. He complied, and as my pleasure grew and grew, I needed more and more. Partway through, he had 4 fingers inside me. Whilst mentally, this was hot. It was a tight fit, and he wasn't able to rub me inside the way I wanted, and he went back to 2. At this point, I was about ready to explode. I was rubbing my clit furiously, which had become absolutely fucking huge, and the rough rubs over my gorge clitoris and his fingers fucking me felt so incredibly good. I wanted to feel a big, full, dirty orgasm and decided to add my new butt toy to the mix. It is by far the largest thing that has ever gone inside my ass. And after lubing it up, he slid it into me so easily I began to consider asking him to fuck my ass. I was pondering this idea, running this little fantasy over in my mind with a blue bumpy silicone toy in my ass, his fingers in my pussy and my hand roughly rubbing over my clit. I came all over. It's the only way I can describe the orgasm. It was intense, but not too much so. No involuntary jerking, flailing, or twitching. Just big, beautiful rolls of orgasm sweeping down and through me. I think I came for quite a bit longer than what I usually do. As I came, I pushed the butt toy out of me. But as is our mutually enjoyable preference, he kept his fingers inside me as I came, and in my afterglow, he slowly slid them out to taste me. He was kneeling on all fours over me and kissing me when I realised I felt a pent-up fluid feeling in my vagina. I knew that if I could make myself come again, I would be able to expel that fluid. So I began rubbing my clit, rhythmically rubbing over and over. The feeling of pent-up fluid grew and grew. There were a few times when this feeling was, I need to pee-like, but on the whole, it was intensely pleasurable. He was still hovering over me. I was lightly grasping his forearm. I believe this wank was somewhat short, and when I did come, I ejaculated. I squirted a whole fuckload of fluid out of me. He exclaimed and dropped back to watch. I kept rubbing my clit and would let the fluid build up, and then with a squeeze I'd squirt again, and holy fucking shit, every time I expelled ejaculate, it felt like a big squelchy orgasm. I kept going, rubbing my clit and touching the fluid coming out of me, rubbing it all over my clit and then squirting some more. He was lowering his face to my pussy and I was squirting on his face. He opened his mouth and ate my cum. Every time I thought I had nothing left to squirt, I would be able to keep going. He wanted to fuck, so he pulled off his clothes and he lay back. I straddled him and slid his cock inside me and I fucked him with total abandon, only stopping when I once again orgasmed and ejaculated all over his cock, my fluid pooling in his belly. I squirted multiple times on him before switching to being on all fours with him fucking me from behind. I asked him to come in me. He fucked me harder and faster till he came. I promptly orgasmed again and squirted his and my cum all over him and my bed. I sat up on my knees and rubbing my clit pushed big wet drops out of me and down into my bed. It sounded like rain on my taut bed sheets. After this, I lay down exhausted, finally spent of all my liquid. I could have cried, I felt so fucking happy. Me and my boy lay in my big puddle and held each other.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.